The rule of law, the reality for law enforcement.
As a law enforcement officer, I'd like to say that trust us, we will do what we're expected and paid to do. We have no interest in violating the law that has been brought to us.
In Arizona, the cops will be the face of the tough new law aimed at illegal immigrants. Will it inspire trust or greater fear of mass roundups of undocumented border crossers? Cops in Arizona choose their game face for a law that isn't playing, reading people's rights while avoiding the riot act. Law enforcement's delicate balance. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 27th. A look at that tough new anti-immigration law, or immigration law, we should say, in the state of Arizona through the eyes of law enforcement this morning.
It's kind of ironic because every time I passed over the Tijuana border out of California, I was stopped as a child as being a possible illegal immigrant. So it gives me kind of a different view on that. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. Wall Street reforms stall in the Senate in the battle to overhaul financial regulations. Republicans blocked a vote last night to bring the bill to the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is planning a series of votes on the same bill until it passes.
A party that stands with Wall Street is a party that stands against families and against fairness.
Congress will continue to take on Wall Street today. The CEO of Goldman Sachs testifies just 10 days after the government accused the firm of fraud. Senator Carl Levin says Goldman bet against the securities they were selling.
They've misled the country, I believe, and they were not fair to their customers.
In prepared testimony, Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein denies the charges.
Ripples around the country in the wake of that Arizona law that's drawing so much fire. It calls for police to pull over and have people suspected of being illegal, undocumented immigrants to show their federal papers and prove that they're here legally. Critics sum up the law this way.
It means that if you are Latino, you have to carry identification, because if you don't, there's that chance that you're going to be taken in by the police.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has this rebuttal and says it'll be fine.
Racial profiling is illegal, that the law, Senate Bill 1070, mirrors the federal laws and regulations.
Art Acevedo joins us. He's a police chief of the Austin Police Department in Texas. He's also president of the National Latino Peace Officers Association. I should call you officer. I should call you chief, right?
You can call me anything you need, John.
Well, so chief, how are law enforcement officers in Texas taking a look at this Arizona law?
Well, it's concerning for us. We have problems with human trafficking and drug smuggling and the witnesses that we rely on. We believe, due to these headlines, it's going to have a chilling effect on cooperation.
So you're worried about the law and worried about it affecting police being, or people being inclined to cooperate with you. How about actually encountering people on the street?
Well, I can tell you that it's a discussion that's spreading like wildfire here. It's creating an atmosphere of fear, and it's something that we have to work diligently to overcome. And I can tell you my concern isn't just held by this chief. It's held by most major city police chiefs, because we understand the consequences and the damage that's going to be done to community policing.
All right. All around the country, they're having this debate. Police chief of the Austin Police Department there, Art Acevedo, he joins us a little bit later in the segment, so stay with us.
Taking a look at the markets now, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,205, the S&P at 1,212, and the NASDAQ at 2,522. So what about a fresh start after the recession? Wouldn't you like to hit the reset button? We may be able to do that. That's according to one guest we'll talk to later in the hour.
We're talking about cities around the country. Celeste goes to Detroit later this week looking for the good and the bad in the Motor City. But we want to hear about your own city. Even if other people are haters of your community, tell us what we should know about the place where you live. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, the details as law enforcement looks at this new immigration law in the state of Arizona.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.